to your honor should not be forgotten. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think that an insult to one's honor is usually not forgotten, but I think that a person who is objective in his outlook, his or her outlook, does not make that the does not permit that their objective goals and purposes to become distracted by an insult and then shift that as the center of their concern rather than the objective goals that they're striving for. And so that while most people may remember the insult for a long time, if they see that the individual can even be valuable later on in the goals that they're striving for, incorporate them into the struggle. He or she is the case.
Under what conditions would you support a general strike today?
Well, it's that's really a very difficult question to answer, because I would support a general strike when it is brought about, that is, when there is a sufficiently strong labor movement that has well, let me rephrase it. That a general strike would presuppose a whole series of events that one cannot anticipate at the moment as having taken place, because as it is not a general strike is not something that is concocted. People just don't say, well, I don't like the way things are going, let's pull a general strike. It's very much in the area of the Declaration of Independence that people do not throw off the bondage, or the bonds of that tie one to one's mother country for light and reasons. And so that what would be the situation under which a general strike might develop, you know, this I think is rather difficult to envision. And it is going to take a tremendous bridging of gaps in the labor movement before even the working together to assure that one union isn't going to walk through another union's picket line when their contract calls for a certain agreement and another doesn't, that is, when it calls for certain things, as we have seen labor, some unions do, when they say, well, we're not on strike, and so we're going in the yard. We support them morally, but we don't, we're going in the yard anyway. And so, that, I think, is a step, first of all, that these things have to be built, that is, these bridges of unity and strength in the furtherance of the immediate solution of the problem. And then, when they arrive at a higher, much higher political level, as I see it, it will require a much more enlightened working class and working class movement to understand the, to come to the readiness for a general strike.
How necessary are employers for running businesses? Could workers run businesses without employers?
Well, they certainly are running them in many countries without former employers, without the capitalist class. Say that they certainly can.
read anything about the 1919 general strike since those days?
Yes, I have. I read all of Harvey O'Connor's book, and also Clark. What is his first name again? In Milltown, he deals briefly with general strike. But not in any detail. He deals primarily with the struggle of the IWW. And there was a rather interesting thing that in 1917, after the IWW had carried on a long, hard, difficult struggle, there was could be characterized almost as a general strike over a wider area, actually, than Seattle, and that was the IWWs and the mill workers, AFL mill workers, and the shingle weavers jointly struck, you know, and that was just before they got the 8-hour day, if I recall correctly.
That over the whole Bindlestiff question?
It was...
Conditions in the logging camp?
No, well... The IWWs had just been out on strike, if I recall correctly, for that reason, and they were, it was a difficult thing for them to go out again, but they did. They'd only been in back to work a few weeks prior to that time, or following that first strike. But it was, inflation was creeping up, I forget what the heck it was, 6 or 8 or 9%. Annually, you know, and wages were static, and were working a 10-hour day, and timber workers and the shingle weavers. The shingle weavers struck first, if I recall correctly, and the timber workers and the IWW joined them. I'm rather hazy on the outcome. But they won, as I recall. It was a partial victory, and they were just entering the 1917 period. That is the war period, and in which we were, in which our country was involved. So there was this aspect of the general strike. It should be, or that is not a general strike, but it was a very broad, united strike struggle that took place.